It's been 15 months since they last tasted freedom, but now the freed hostages, Nigel Brennan and Amanda Lindhout, are finally out of Somalia and in Kenya. It's understood Mr. Brennan is recovering in a Nairobi hospital. Today it's been revealed that the Australian Greens Senator Bob Brown and the well-known businessman Dick Smith both stepped in to help the Brennan family pay the ransom demanded by the kidnappers. The Australian government had repeatedly told the family that it was official policy not to pay ransoms in these situations. The Brennan family has told the ABC that frustration with official efforts to free Nigel led them to employ private contractors. During the ordeal, the program Australian Story recorded chilling conversations where Nigel Brennan told his brother about the toll taken on his health during his time in captivity. Lindy Kerin prepared this report.
After 462 days, the nightmare for the freelance photographer Nigel Brennan and Canadian journalist Amanda Lindhout is over. They were kidnapped just outside of Mogadishu in August last year when they were on their way to a refugee camp. The ABC's Australian Story has been following the Brennan family for months. The program recorded this conversation between Nigel Brennan and his brother Hamilton in July.
I'm very sick. I've been hospitalised for months. They won't give me medicine. They have me locked in a dark room. I'm chained and I'm completely isolated for the last 9 months.
The Brennan family made a desperate plea to the federal government, but they quickly became frustrated. The government told Australian media and the Brennan family not to discuss the situation for fear of escalating ransom demands. Hamilton Brennan told Australian Story the two families made a decision that their respective governments weren't going to secure the release of the pair.
There were a lot of strategies that were brainstormed between the Nairobi task force. They seemed to just chop and change. Some of them had zero merit. So that's when the family made a collective decision that really the only way to get this resolved was to go it alone.
It's been reported that the two families hired a private contractor to carry out the negotiations with the kidnappers at a cost of $35,000 a month. Since their release, the two have described being severely beaten and tortured and how the kidnappers demanded a ransom of $1 million for their release. Today it's been revealed that some of that money came from the Australian Green Senator Bob Brown and the millionaire businessman Dick Smith. Neither would reveal how much they'd contributed. Dick Smith says he was compelled to help the family after seeing how frustrated they were in getting help from the federal government.
Yes, it was absolutely traumatic for the family and especially because in the end they were pretty well on their own. The Australian and Canadian governments really couldn't succeed in doing anything. Of course, after 11 months, it was obvious that they weren't going to get out. I rang a politician and sort of said, what should I do? And the politician said, Dick, in these particular cases, either money is paid or the people are shot. They're going to be killed. And that, of course, made me really think about it, and I discussed it with my wife, and we thought, well, if it was our daughter or son who was there, we'd do everything we could to get them out. And so we and others decided to help them, but all of the credit goes to the family, a most extraordinary family who did this basically all themselves. They had no prior knowledge of this type of thing, and basically they got the kids out, whereas the two governments couldn't.
How would you describe the way the federal government handled this case?
I think it was out of its depth. I have a feeling that there's really good people there, and I think they spent a tremendous amount of money. I think I read in the paper this morning they set up an office in Nairobi, flew people there, but they didn't have any success. And the impression I've got is that they were completely out of their depth. And in this type of thing, I understand if an equivalent kidnapping happens in Britain, the government just puts the family in touch with one of these big companies who do all the arranging and manage to get the people out. Well, that's really what should have happened for the Brennans very early on, but unfortunately they weren't given that advice.
The federal government's liaison officer in Somalia has told the Australian newspaper that he was frustrated with the delays in resolving the case. The anonymous source is quoted as saying if the government had been more flexible and creative, Nigel Brennan would have been released much earlier.
Lindy Kerin reporting with assistance from David Mark. And Australian Story will air a special report on the remarkable Nigel Brennan ordeal tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC One.